The ranking member of the Committee of Food and Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs in Parliament, Dr. Usui Fiyakutu, has urged the government to move funds allocated for fertilizer subsidies and irrigation from the Ministry of Food and Agriculture's budget to the annual budget funding amount. This is to ensure that resources are dedicated for such specific projects and are used as such. He observed that salaries take up most of the ministry's budget, leaving a little for irrigation, seed and fertilizer subsidies and other programs. Dr. Usui Fiyi said if these subsidies are moved away from the ministry's budget, it will enable it to focus on farm extension and other technical services to support more than 4 million farmers. Dr. Usui Fiyi was contributing to the budget debate in Parliament.
I urgently want to recommend that the government should move the expenditure on fertilizer and seed subsidy, irrigation and agriculture mechanization to the annual budget fund amount so that the oil and gas sector can play a lead role in financing the agricultural transformation that this country so badly needs. Apart from this proposal, Mr. Speaker, there is the other issue which I bring to your attention in this debate. Of the cocoa industry in Ghana. In spite of the demand of our appraisal of profit, it is a fact that the international prices of cocoa have not fallen in the last 2 years to the extent that justifies a denial of an increase in cocoa prices to our cocoa farmers. And the fact that the city has depreciated against the dollar alone is enough to be able to justify an increase. Apart from the issue of producer price, two other critical programs, the high-tech and the mass growing program, are being scaled down compared to the demand from this government.
The MP for Drabuso, Kwabna Minta Akando, spoke about government's intervention in the cocoa sector.
The government of Ghana has secured about $1.2 billion in indicated green markets for the activities in the cocoa sector in the year 2014. You see that the percentage of the producer price since 2009-2010, if you look at the statistics, it is clearly shown that consistently there has an increase of the amount that goes to the cocoa farmer. Another important thing is about the continuous existence.
The MP for Drabuso, Kwabena Minta Akando, speaking on the floor of Parliament during the 2014 budget debate.